So, how is tiering beneficial for students with disabilities? Well, I'm going to give you a specific example. So, a student with motor disabilities could benefit from tiered lessons. These students might become more fatigued after writing or have difficulty manipulating objects. So, teachers can use tiered lessons to customize the activities to fit their needs. So, they could put them in groups that might be working with materials or working with the concepts in different ways. So that could be, for example, learning styles, tiering based on learning styles, putting the group of students who might have motor disabilities with other students who could benefit from similar strategies that they would be using, where there might not be as much writing or there might be different kinds of manipulations with objects so that the students with motor disabilities would not become fatigued and would be able to really focus on the lesson and be engaged.